Hi, welcome to the Way to Eternal Life podcast with John Gill. Prepare your hearts and minds and be inspired as we open the Word of God today with you. Now, here is John Gill.
Greetings from the living room, Lord. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I am your host, John Gill. Let us start out with prayer. Thank you, Father, Lord, for just being God, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for having a mind, Lord, to serve you, Lord, and spirit and truth. We thank you for that, Father. Now, Lord, bless this podcast, oh God, Lord. Let it be used to your glory, Lord God, Lord. Bless the heroes, Lord God. Thank you. Lord, whatever the task is here to give me the praise and God and the glory, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord. Lord, thanks to the body, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you would touch them, heal through glory, Lord. Lord, for the last day, that we pray, Lord, that they would come to desire decision, Lord God, Lord. And Lord, please, for the everlasting too late. Now, Lord, bless, have your way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I'm your host, Jagger. And I just want to just say, I want to wish everybody a good, happy new year. But before we close out this year, we do have a very, very special message that we are going to present to you today. I'm not going to be ministering today, but this message, I believe, is a blessing to you. And it's from my mentor and friend, Pastor Lee Hampton, and he has preached a message entitled Unfinished Business. And today, before we leave out of 2023, lead into 2024, don't leave whatever business that you have back there. Just slay it today. Slay it this year before you enter into the new year. So we pray that this message, this lesson, will be a tremendous blessing. And here is Pastor Lisa to bring us forth today's message. Along with, we're also going to have a very special song. And we're going to, after that special song, we're going to go straight into today's message. So we pray that this message and this special song will be a blessing to you. May God richly bless and may He keep you.
Thank you. the Lord.
Easy. Oh, yes, burdens are light.
Whosoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you is intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and count the cost, whether he has sufficient to finish it. Thus happily after he have laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it began to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king, going to make war against another king, sitteth not down first and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000? whilst while the other is yet a great way off, he sitteth in an ambassage and desire conditions of peace. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsake not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple.
Here we have profound teaching of Christ.
Yes, sir.
And we'll look at properly verse number 27.
And whosoever.
28. Go straight to 28.
For which of you intending to build a tower?
For which of you intending to build a tower?
Sitteth not down first.
Sitteth not down first.
And count the cost.
And count the cost.
Whether he has sufficient to finish it.
Whether he has sufficient to finish it. Come on.
Thus happily after he hath laid the foundation.
Thus happily after he hath laid the foundation.
And is not able to finish it.
And is not able to finish it.
All that behold him began to mock him.
All that behold him began to mock him. Here Jesus teaching a profound and powerful lesson concerning finishing. And this morning we'll give the title, we'll work with the text and give you what God has given us. And this is probably one of the key essences of the operation of God. And we'll title it this morning, No Unfinished Business.
My Lord.
No Unfinished Business. Jesus said here, man want to build a tower, and if he don't first count the cost, he probably not going to finish it. And then people going to come around and say, here you got this tower, you got the foundation, but where's the rest of it at?
Come on, bro.
He's trying to impregnate the minds of the people and their consciousness to understand it's important
yes.
to finish what you start.
Yes, sir.
God laid foundation and example from the beginning until the end of it's important to finish what you start. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 1, it speaks about he finished heaven and earth. He was creating the heavens and the earth, and it said, and he finished it. And then in Exodus 40, 33, God gave Moses an assignment to build the tabernacle where he would come and dwell. And it says in verse number 3, and Moses finished the work. Amen. He finished it. He had to get the outline, get all the material, pull it together. But it said he finished it. Amen. And then it says in Deuteronomy chapter 31, 24, it said that Moses finished all the law. All the law that God gave him, the word of God that God gave him, amen, he finished it. It took time to receive it up on Sinai, receiving the insight, this, that, and the other. But it said these key verses that he finished it. Moses didn't build the first room or the court or build the brazen altar and forget the laver and then go inside the tabernacle's first room and forget, amen, the table of showbread or the candlelit. No, he kept going. He built the veil to separate the first room to the second room. Then he went in and he had to build, amen, the second room where the Ark of the Covenant with the cherubim, where all would go, Aaron's rod that budded the Ten Commandments, all, everything with detail. One thing about God, you'll see that it is important to finish what you start. One of the great lessons, amen, that my parents ever gave me, and that was, son, finish what you start. Many people, my God, will start something, but they won't finish it. If you're going to redo your bathroom, don't leave it half done and your wife got to walk in there for the next 5 years. Don't even start it till you got the wherewithal to finish it. Finish what you start. Don't start high school and don't finish it. Finish what you start. Don't start Barber College, amen, because I went there and probably 50, 60% of the people that enrolled that punched that first hour, amen, about 60% of them never was there when we punched our 2,000 hour. That was a big day. That takes 8 hours a day. Amen. For 12 months consecutively. Amen. You have to go every rain, sleet, or snow, whether you felt like it or not, whether life was treating you well or not. Get up, go up there, do your 8 hours, punch the clock at the end of the day. Then after the 12 months is over, you're going to be able to walk in here that last time and say, I got 1,992 hours, amen, at the beginning of the day. But at the end of today, I'll have my 2,000 hour. I'm going to punch that clock. I'm deucing you out. I'm done. I don't cut hair for free no more. Amen. I am now finished. Amen. Now I'm going to go and take my license. I'm going to get my license. And you know what? I didn't even go into a barbershop and work, but they said, still, pay your fee every year. Keep your license. You don't know what's going to come about. Amen. You don't know what you're going to run into. Yes, it's important to keep your license up to date. So they said, finish. Then went to school, community college. They said, finish. Had to go back in the summer. I didn't want to go back in the summer. Finish. Went to the university. Didn't want to go back to the fifth year. Yeah, it took some of us 5 years. But so what? I finished. Amen. Amen. My degree don't say 5 years. Thank the Lord. It says bachelor's degree. Finish today, man. So what my point is, it's important to take these principles and just say, amen, if I'm going to start it, I'm going to finish it. Amen. Here we have all these examples in Solomon, 1 Kings 6:14. It said he finished the temple. David wanted to build the temple, but he had too much blood on his hands. You see, don't knock David. He finished his assignment. His assignment was to deal with those giants so Solomon's generation could build it. Amen. Don't demean David and say he couldn't do it. He finished his course. Amen. Don't compare yourself to somebody else. You run your race and pray for me while I run my race.
Amen.
Solomon finished the temple.
Amen.
Nehemiah 6:15, it said he finished the wall. Thank the Lord, Nehemiah had a burden. Yeah. He had a great position, but he was concerned about Zion and about the people of God. It's a blessing to find those that are more concerned about Jerusalem than their own house. Amen. Nehemiah said, I'm not going to sit here and the saints going through. I'm a sacrifice so the gospel can go forward. It's a blessing when you run into people that is willing to sacrifice some earthly comforts for the best interest of spirituality and spiritual warfare. I'm willing to sacrifice some earthly comforts and conveniences. Why? Because I'm looking at the big picture and I want to make sure that the kingdom is okay. I may not can shop at Dillard's. I may not can shop at Macy's. I may not can shop even at Nordstrom's Rack. But my God, we may have to go to the Saints store, but I can finish the course that God gave me, and thank the Lord that I married a consecrated sister that's not afraid to go to the Saints store. That's if we got to do it, we got to do it. Amen. Praise the Lord. But thank God, I'd rather have the smile of God than the applause of somebody because of how you look. Amen. I want to do a work for God.
Amen.
So Nehemiah was willing to sacrifice to finish the wall. Jesus in John chapter 19, last things he said on the cross. Anybody know? It is what? He finished it. He finished it. So you'll see, even the Apostle Paul, when he ended his life was coming to an end, he said, I fought a good fight. I kept the faith. I finished my course. You'll see the importance when it comes to God regarding finish. No unfinished business. Count the cost. Here we are in the last service of the year. What a year?
2023. My Lord.
What's the message that God has for us? Last time speaking from his word, method of a sermon. Don't go into 2024 with any unfinished business.
Amen.
Come on, Pastor.
That's right. That's
we
right.
We work with it. And you have to understand there's two primary things
that
you got to consider. Unfinished business at the end of a season represents missed opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
The opportunities conclude some things that needed to be concluded or accomplished. We feel the inspiration is present.
God.
To ensure that every one of us does not go into our next season with unfinished business.
Come on, Pastor.
Also, unfinished business will limit your preparation for your next season.
Amen.
What God has for you in your next season is predicated upon you finishing the business of your present season. I'm going to break this down. Many times individuals can't receive what God has for their next season. We're going to give you graphic details, examples. Why? Because there was something unfinished. You have individuals right now that are not going into their next seasons in its fullness. Why? Because there's some unfinished business. There's some unfinished business. And our desire is to break this down, but also to pray to see God with the few moments we have remaining. We believe that 2024, God has some special things in store. Amen. The delay is coming. Amen. For us individually and collectively. But those that are able to participate in his fullness is those that have, amen, no unfinished business as we move forward.
Yeah. My Lord.
When working with God, we see in the scripture, God works in timing. God works in seasons.
Oh.
It says, when the fullness of time came, he sent his son Jesus. It was time. It said, the angel went down at a certain season and troubled the water. Bible speaks that in 3.5 years, in the midst of the week, he would cause the oblation and sacrifice to cease, thus making reconciliation for iniquity and bringing an end to sin. When that season ended, Christ, in the midst of the week, 7-year period, Jesus baptized. 3.5 years later, in the midst of that 7-year period, sacrifice, life on the cross, causing the oblation to cease, sacrifice for sin made, thus bringing an end to sin. Man, from that point on, could live a holy life. Amen. Reconciled back to the Father. But it was a certain timing. Jesus had to complete his business in the midst of that week, in that 3.5 year of his ministry, that the next phase of humanity could take place. If he hadn't finished his business, then the tag to the Holy Ghost would have been difficult to take place. Why? Because the Holy Ghost was going to operate within the church. The Holy Ghost was going to establish the church. Amen. Well, the church couldn't be established if the people hadn't been made holy. So therefore, Jesus had to finish his business so the next season, amen, of the gospel day, the next season of God's operation could take place. If he hadn't finished it, amen, that next season, that tag to the Holy Spirit would have said, Jesus, I can't do what I need to do until you finish what God gave you to do. But thank the Lord, Jesus said, I got you. I got you. I'm going up on the cross. I didn't want to go there. You see, sometimes, amen, when you got to finish some business, you got to get before God and go a little further. Jesus didn't feel like drinking from that cup. Jesus did not want to go to that cross. He despised the shame. He didn't want anything to do with it, my God. But thank the Lord, he understood the importance of finishing, amen, and not going into another season with unfinished business. So he said, yes, I'm Jesus, but I'm going to get a group and I'm going to ask you all to come and pray with me. I'm going to come ask you all to pray with me. What? Pray with me in the Garden of Gethsemane. Pray with me, my God, that I have the capacity to finish. I got to get up on this cross and I don't really feel like doing it, but I need you to help me. See, some people don't understand. You got to go a little further to finish some stuff so you can go to your next season. Sometimes it's not going to be convenient and people want it just to be dropped on them. It don't work like that sometimes. Sometimes you'll pray on it, but that won't be enough. It said he prayed, it wasn't enough, but he didn't stop. He said he went a little further. See, sometimes you got to go a little further, amen, to finish some business, some spiritual things that no doubt he needed that breakthrough. So he had to go a little further. Sometimes you need a certain breakthrough in order to go to your next season. Why? Because if you don't get the breakthrough, you're going to spend too much virtue in your next season still wrestling with things that you don't see. What breakthrough represents is once I get a breakthrough, I see Jacob didn't have to wrestle no more. Why? Because he got a breakthrough. You see, when you get a breakthrough, you ain't got to keep struggling with the thing you're struggling with. Too many people don't understand the process of breakthrough, and they think that if I pray on it, I can go to my next season. But you don't need all the virtue that you have to deal with what you have to deal with in your next season to perform how God wants you to perform. Amen. Not still wrestling with things you should have got the breakthrough over. So you've got to go over and go a little bit further to make sure I get the breakthroughs that I need.
Preach,
see, I'm
Pastor.
Wrestling with some things in 2023, but I'm going to make sure I get every breakthrough that I need so I can go into my next season. You've got to finish some business.
Amen.
Amen.
You can't have too many people will have unfinished business. It's things that they're still struggling with. It's things that they're still wrestling with that God is saying, you've been around this mountain long enough.
Come on, man.
Deal with it.
Yes,
deal with it.
Yes,
I'm going to take you to your next season. Quit walking around this mountain. Today, God wants us to spend some time before him that we can finalize some things.
Hallelujah.
Some things that we wrestled with in 2023, we didn't take it with us in 2024. We ain't got to take it. If your faith can be there, if your fight can be there, we can pray.
Yes, sir.
We can pray. God invited you here today to hear a word from the Lord. We are not taking no unfinished business.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
There's another season. There's another level. There's another place that he has for us.
Amen.
Some people wrestling with the decision to let go and let God. He said,
my God,
come on now. Harvest is past. Summer is ended. I'm ready to go to another season. But you still not saying. How?
Help, Lord.
What's going on? I've been dealing with you. I'm not talking about some people I haven't been dealing with. There's some people here today that God has been dealing with in 2023 about letting all the way go and let God.
That's right.
And they're still negotiating.
Come on.
He said, come, let us reason together.
That's right, Pastor.
Though your sins be as scarlet, I'll make them white as snow.
That's right.
I got you. Why are you still negotiating? Let's finish this business. Get off the fence. Make your move.
Yes, sir.
Go into your next season.
Yes, sir.
Don't stop your blessing.
Amen.
Go to Isaiah 41, verse number 20. Pray for me, saints. Pray for me. God is ready.
Amen.
Isaiah 41, pray for us. Come on.
No unfinished business.
11. Behold,
yes.
All they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded.
Don't be afraid.
That's right.
Don't be afraid to make all they that were incensed against thee.
Yes, sir.
All them spirits, habits.
Yes, sir.
Come on, that was trying to attack you. They're going to be ashamed and confounded.
Yes.
The devil told those habits to hold you bound,
right.
Not let you go.
My Lord.
They're going to be ashamed.
Amen.
Oh, right. Man.
Right.
She done got her breakthrough.
Amen.
He done got his breakthrough. Come on, read my friend.
They shall be as nothing.
They shall be confounded.
Amen.
Oh, my. How did he get free? Amen. The blood. Thank
my
you, Lord.
God.
My Lord.
They shall be as nothing.
My
lost
God.
Their power. Read.
They shall be as nothing.
Uh-huh.
And they that strive with thee shall perish.
Come on, they gonna perish. Still striving, trying to bring me back. Come on, don't be afraid to make your move.
Yes, sir.
Don't be afraid to make your move.
Yes, sir.
Don't be afraid. Amen. Amen. God has been dealing with you to let it all the way go. You see, some people, they got the spirit of negotiating. They just got just kind of going back and forth with God. Well, what about this? And what about this? God said, listen, as long as you want to just keep negotiating, you're going to keep having what you got. But if you want what I have for you in your next season, you're going to trust me and you're going to let go.
Yes, sir.
The flesh don't want to let go
of
some
stuff.
So the flesh wants to negotiate some stuff. See, the flesh wants their cake and eat it too.
Yeah.
But you don't understand, the flesh hurts you. See, the flesh, amen, don't want you just to have to be partakers of the divine nature.
Yes,
the flesh don't want you to be, my God, all that God would have you to be spiritually. He wants to keep one hook, my God, one nail.
Yeah.
And you know the story about the men that sold the temple, had the temple, and they left one nail there. So they could hang some stuff what they want. See, you can have the whole room, but leave me one nail. No, devil, I'm not going to leave you one nail. I'm taking all of it out.
Yes, sir.
Not giving you no more access whatsoever to my life, my heart, or my mind.
Amen.
My God.
Negotiate. Let's close some negotiating deals today. See, John the Baptist, he said, I'm not even baptizing. They came to be baptized. He said, no. They said, why? You got unfinished business. He said, first bring forth fruit meant for repentance. The Bible said, godly sorrow worketh repentance, not to be repented of. You got to have godly sorrow and contrition and willing to let go and let God. You all haven't done that. Yes, you've heard the message, so no doubt God is dealing with you, but you still want to hold on to Judaism and receive salvation. It don't work like that. You got to bring forth fruit meant for repentance. The Bible says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his
way.
W-A-Y, not W-A-Y-S.
Yes.
It says W-A-Y. Why? Because it's not partial.
Yes.
You better let it all go. Too many people want to let partially go. Too many people want to negotiate. I'll stop this, but I'm not going to stop this. No, if you want what I got for you in your next season, you got to be willing to let it all go.
Amen.
Just let go.
Amen.
Just let go and let God this morning.
Praise
just
brother.
Say 2023, Lord, I'm done with the flesh. I'm done
praise
with
brother.
Certain things in my life. I'm done. See, the Bible said, if you want certain blessings, he said, you got to cut it off.
Right.
Yes.
Praise brother.
You got to cut it off. Jesus said, what? He said, listen, if your eye offend thee, cut it off.
That's
hand
right.
offend thee,
that's
cut
right.
it off.
Yes, sir.
If anything is offended, you being all that I would have for you to be, you gotta understand. I'm opening up mountains. I'm opening up springs.
Yes,
I'm opening up rivers in high places. Come on, all those habits that had you, they're gonna be confounded.
My God.
That's when you get those testimonies.
Amen.
You get up and say, I used to get high.
Amen.
Used to.
That's right.
Glory be to God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. God is
Amen.
On the throne. God is real.
Amen.
Used to be bound by pornography.
Amen.
Used to. Amen. Lead all that mess, my
yes,
God.
Sir.
I got the victory down
my
in my soul.
God.
You used to have the can't help us. I ain't
God.
Got the can't help us no more.
You
used to get sick if I didn't drink. I ain't got the my God. I'm drinking new wine.
Glory
be to God. For the well. Amen. That
one
river, one dry. Thank the Lord. Drunk on Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I ain't got to be drunk by God. Destroying my body. Glory be to God.
Amen. Amen.
It's real.
Amen.
But somebody, he said, need to negotiate and stop the negotiating sessions as of today.
Yes, sir.
We've been negotiating for most of 2023. You see, over in Kings, he said, how long halt ye between two opinions? What was he saying? See, they were trying to steal this. Okay, God, Bell, everyone, how? Hold on. You've been negotiating. Am I taking my stand with this truth? Don't take that unfinished business.
My God.
See, when you take a stand for real for this gospel, this truth, you close the door on every other option.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
As long as you keep another options available and your foot half over here and half over there, there is a certain revelation of this gospel, a certain authority. You will never have a certain place in God that he will not be able to take you. Why? Because you still vacillate. And many times you're not vacillating because of light or understanding. You're vacillating because of flesh. This truth requires a lot.
Wow.
It does. Amen. It requires, amen, no partnership with the devil.
Amen.
No partnership with the world. Amen. The world, the flesh, and the devil, amen, cannot survive this gospel. But people say, oh, It's so sweet. I like it. But they flesh cry out because they want a boyfriend every once in a while.
My God.
They want a girlfriend every once in a while.
Exposed,
bro. And man, if it ain't holy intimacy, then exposed, it ain't
right.
Bro.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Exposed, no way you can put it. No other way. No, Jesus sir. Said it. Just say, Lord, amen. If it ain't holy, I don't want it.
That's right.
And so many times you blocking your holy blessing by holding on to your unholy fleshy connection. So many times you blocking some stuff because you holding on to some stuff. You see, he said, listen, cut it. And he said, listen, cut it off. If things offend you, cut it off. If it's offending your walk with God, cut it off. But it didn't say stop there. It said, and cast it.
Yes. Yes.
See, some people cut some stuff, but they get reattached real quick because they don't cast it. See, when you cast it, then the emotional connection is able to be broken. But when you cut it, but you don't cast it, then the emotional connection is still there. You're just suffering not to reconnect it. But when you cast it, you allow the emotional and the spirit attachment that had itself with you to be broken. Some people still are dealing with some emotional stuff that God don't want you bringing into your new season. He said, David, go to 1 Samuel 17. Pray for me. Pray for me. Somebody dealing with this giant. Somebody dealing with the giant. They said, Brother Ewan, you talking about them? I took my stone. We're going deeper than the stone this morning.
That's right.
Come on, 1 Samuel 17, 49.
And David put his hand in his bag. And took this a stone and slain it.
Yes.
And smote the Philistine in his
bag this morning.
Yeah.
Amen. Hope you got some stones in your bag this morning.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. Stones.
Right.
Amen. Stones. Memorial stones. Thank God has brought you through. Faith filled with stones. Thank the Lord for having some stones in our bag.
Amen.
Amen. Going through some things in 2023. Devil meant it for bad, but God wanted to build our bag up. Glory be to God. Amen. And I'm not taking Saul's garments, amen, or his weapons.
That's right.
Thank Lord, I'm keeping my stones.
That's
amen.
Right.
Come on, read.
And smote the Philistine in his forehead.
Uh-huh.
That the stone sunk into his forehead.
Oh my God.
And he fell upon his face to the earth.
What verse is that?
49.
49. So fell upon his face and to the earth. So it's a wrap.
Yes, sir.
He's done. Well,
it ain't done.
Come on.
Not completely.
Come on.
Amen.
You have to understand the origin of the battle. The origin of the battle.
Yes, sir.
Was the people of God here and the Philistines over here. The Philistine was some of the most violent and capable people of the time. Well versed in iron, ore, and all these type of things. Study their history, they were no joke. Come on now. So here, that was the battle. One of their representatives stood up and said, I'll fight a man, and if I win, now these folk wasn't saved. They weren't saved at all. He just said that. I'll fight a man if y'all bring me. Because he thought that that would bring the edge to his people. He negotiated that. David ended up going down to feed his brother, heard about it, said, I'll do it. David, king, tried to give him his armor. David said, I got it. I'm going to use what brought me here. Thank God, you got you where you at.
That's right.
That's right.
What's got you? Don't follow this new stuff.
That's right.
I'm going to stick with what's proven.
That's right. There you go.
Stick with what's proven.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Thank
you, Lord. So here, David, I'm sticking with what's proven.
Amen.
Amen. So here he goes. He takes a stone, put it in a sling, ran up on him. Bam. You see, you slay the giants, you run towards them.
That's right.
Wow.
Forward.
Nobody has ever slew a giant with their back to it. See, some of y'all, amen.
That's good.
Come on, amen. Y'all need to make sure y'all ain't running from stuff.
That's right.
Y'all got to make sure y'all back ain't from stuff.
Come on,
amen.
Yes.
You slay the giants, you run towards.
Yes.
Amen. He ran to the giant, threw his rock, bang, oh, boom, fell down. It said, and he threw his giant, whatever the scripture said, giant fell. Oh, but David understood.
Come on.
To finish you
watch
strong.
This.
Yeah.
Read that, my friend.
Therefore David ran and stood up on the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of the seat thereof and slew him and cut off his head therewith.
Keep reading.
And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled.
Amen.
Hold on. You got to understand this.
Yes.
No unfinished business. Dealing with some giants.
Come on, Pastor.
Man, I hit the giant.
But it's total.
But did you finish it?
Yeah.
See, some people hit their giants, but they didn't finish the giant.
That's right.
The issue wasn't the giant.
Come on.
As big as the giant wasn't bigger than the Philistines collectively.
Oh, the people.
My God.
Good point.
My God.
Yeah. It says here, okay, Brother Frank, you got to get me. Okay, go back to verse 49. Pray for me. No unfinished business. We're going to close this year out dealing with a giant. Come on, brother.
Amen.
And David put his hand in his back and took this a stone and slain and smote the Philistine in his forehead. That the stone sunk in his forehead, into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth.
Okay, so he's done. But it never says the Philistines. You see, the power of the kingdom of darkness don't dispel until they see something is finished from their perspective, not your perspective. This looked like it from David's perspective. He slew him. It looked good. But it says, then he ran up on the Philistine, took his sword, drew it out, cut his head off, and latter clause 51. And when the Philistine saw, when he hit him with the rock and he fell, they saw that, but they didn't see. They didn't know if he's knocked out.
Right.
He didn't know if he just walked in. Right. He didn't know. But when he ran along, took his sword out, and cut his head off, then they saw.
Come
on, get out of here. See, we got to finish.
Come on.
All the enemy forces will know. Now I see it. Now she done slew that giant. She didn't just knock it. She didn't say, don't call me back. She went to another level. She pulled the sword out on that giant. Let's pull some swords out. Giants, my God.
My Lord.
Yes, sir.
You got to finish.
Yes, sir.
The Bible clearly gives us instruction. Finish. Finish it. Don't just hit it. Finish it. Don't just wound it. Finish it.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Wrestling with that angel, let me go. He said, man, I don't care. Hit me, break my thigh, I ain't letting you go.
Right.
He said, what's your name? Thank you. My name is Deceiver. Amen. All right. Your name is, you wrestled with God and has prevailed. God is with you. Israel.
Yeah.
It's imperative. It's imperative. As you're moving forward, this is going to be a special season of God's operation. He's saying, I need you just to make sure you ain't got no unfinished business.
Yeah.
Some people don't even realize some giants they struggle with.
Yeah.
See, he said this here. Unfinished business, what? He said, I got this promotion for you. He said, now mind you, you have to, if you keep reading, you don't got time, you want to pray. It said that Saul came and said, who is this? He said, let's bring him here. Let's promote him. Well, let me get something up back.
They left. The Philistines took a running.
Yeah.
Chased them up out of there. They took their territory. They came back, spoiled their tents, took their substance. Then David went, Saul called him, he got promoted. But that new territory, that new substance,
yes,
that new promotion would have never happened if he just hit him with a rock.
That's right.
Because the Philistines would have never ran.
Wow.
My God. Wow. You got to finish some stuff to receive the territory that God has for you.
Yeah.
Come on now. Yeah. There's some that have gotten saved still struggling with some stuff.
Yeah.
And God is saying, let's finish this. Yeah. I know your heart is right.
Yes.
I know. Listen, brother got saved. It was a relationship that wasn't doing no violating, but just keeping a door open.
Come on,
God sat back there like this.
That's good.
You broke from the world. You repented for all your foolishness. But you ain't finished it. I need you to finish it. Just finish it.
Come on, Pastor.
Just finish it.
Come on, Pastor.
I got you. You don't even see the territory I got for you. Come on.
Yes.
One of the things God struggled with so much is people that have good hearts and they give good attempts and they put forth good efforts, but they don't go far enough to finish things so their next season, their next territories.
My Lord.
God said, if I bless you with that, you're going to still be way over here wrestling with stuff that I didn't intend for you to wrestle with, so you're not going to have the virtue to carry out your assignment, and you're going to be doing stuff because of you know how to do it or because you just have gotten that position, but you will not be giving forth any real power because you're still wrestling with stuff behind you up before the people, but you're wrestling with stuff behind the scenes that you don't need to be. You don't need to be up before the people if you're wrestling with things behind the scenes that need to be slain.
God.
That's right.
It'll be a form of godliness, but there will be no real power behind it. That's why you have so many powerless pulpits today. Why? Because they have a knowledge of scripture, amen, but they are wrestling with demons and things behind the scenes, and they're failing every now and then, and they get up before the people with a sounding brass and a tingling cymbal, but not really giving forth any real power or any real insight on how to go to their next season.
Yes, yes, sir.
Peter and John said, silver and gold have I none.
That's right.
But such as I have. Your next season, we're not trying to hear what you know. We want to feel what you got.
Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. Yes, sir.
This is the season of the church. Put up or shut up. Put up or shut up. It don't matter from the pulpit to the back of the building. No more going through the motions, my God. There's too many bodies afflicted. Too many places need to take a stand. Too many people unsaved. Too many breakthroughs that need to take place.
Please, Pastor.
My God, finish some stuff.
Preach, Pastor. Amen.
So we can go.
Yes. Yes.
This next season.
Yes, sir.
And be productive.
Amen.
In our next season. Our desire.
Amen.
Is to open this altar up.
Yes.
And cry out before God.
Amen.
We got 12 hours left in 2023. But our desire, I don't want a single one of us to go into our next season with any unfinished business.
Yes.
They walked for 40 years for something that should have took them a few days.
Wow.
Come on now.
Yes.
Let's go to Canaan.
Yes.
Let's go to Canaan.
Well able.
Let's get sanctified.
Yes.
Come on, no one found saved. Let's get that witness.
Yes.
Let's get that breakthrough. Yeah. Let's get that next. And be prepared for that next
help
assignment.
Yeah.
As we close it out.
Come on, brother. My Lord.
Could have went a little further than that.
Hold
as we close it out, go to Job 42. Job 42. Pray for us. Brother Frank, here you find Job 42. Go on and read it. Serpent victory. Been around this mountain.
Yes.
Lord, I need that.
Yes.
I need that, Lord. I'm done. I'm not taking that in 2024. I'm done.
Right.
I'm done. The inspiration is here.
Amen.
The water is troubled.
Hallelujah.
I'm finished. This attitude, I will not see again.
Amen.
Come on and read, brother.
Amen.
Verse
42:10.
And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before.
Now, Job, you have to understand the depth of this proclamation.
Yes.
Job had went through and still worshiped.
Come on, brother.
See, there, you have to understand, there's levels and layers to peculiar trials. See, if a person don't understand that level of spiritual sophistication, they can focus on one element. Some things, it is one element, but some peculiar trials, there's levels and layers to it. Job lost everything. God said, okay. Because remember the original matter, will he still worship? Will he still be loyal? He lost everything. They said he went out with men and worshiped. Mm. Wow. Some people go through this much and they're quiet as a church mouse.
Wow.
Sad, I'm going through. Job lost everything and still, praise the Lord, say, amen. How y'all doing? Glory. He didn't go to church to be encouraged. He brought the encouragement to the church.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes you can bring more than anybody else. Why? Because you earned your praise.
Amen.
My Lord, you earned that one. Amen. You earned that laugh. Oh my. You earned that praise. You earned that head lift. My God, why? Somebody can raise their hand. Amen. It do a little bit for. But my God, somebody can raise their hand in the midst of a battle. And my God, it ignited the whole camp.
Yes, sir.
So Job went through. Still worship.
Come on, brother.
Then his consecration was tested. Yes, yes, yes. Then he flicked his body, skin for skin, said, man, though he slay me.
Amen.
Though he slay me.
Yeah,
shall God bless and not curse? Shall God do this? Hey, if this is my life. Though he slay me.
Come on, man.
Consecration tested. I'm going all the way with this.
Yeah.
My faith is not going back up. I'm going all the way with
Hallelujah.
This.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I don't know if he's going to raise me up this time. He done already raised me up enough times to let me know he's the God of all gods.
Yes,
he's still on the throne. Yeah. He's still a healer.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
If he don't choose to heal me this time, praise the Lord. If I don't get my healing here, I'm going to get it over there.
Amen.
Why? Because the word said when this body, amen, when this temple, amen, when this robe of flesh is dropped off, I'm going to put a new one on.
Lord,
a body not made with hands. No more sickness. No more affliction. No more headache. No more weight gain. No more pain.
Amen.
The former things shall be done away.
Amen.
A new body. New glory. New victory, my God. He said, amen, though he slay me.
Yes.
But he wasn't even done there.
That's right.
He said, hold on. Now you got to deal with, you dealt with, amen, will you worship the God that's allowing you to go through? Yeah, because when I worship, it's not predicated upon how I feel. I'm not worshiping the blessing. I'm worshiping not for what he's done or what he's doing. I'm worshiping. You see, y'all understand true worship. You got to understand true worship. True worship is not, that's giving thanks. I ain't talking about that.
Sir.
He said he worship. I don't worship because of what you do for me. I worship because of who you are. I worship because of who you are to me. Therefore, I don't care how I feel. That has nothing to do with my worship.
That's right.
He passed that test. Consecration.
By
he passed that test.
Yes, sir.
Then he said, hold on. How you going to deal with it? Amen. When? Amen. See, I've been so close to you. I've been with you every step of the way. You felt me in the morning, felt me at night, felt me at noonday. Oh, I feel him, feel him, feel him. Okay. Amen. But one day you make it up and say, where he at?
Yes.
Where he at? And it happens. He said, I go to the left. Where he at? In other words, I go to my prayer closet. Oh, the rain goes off. Man, it's dusty in here. My God. I go to the book. My Lord, oh, he took off the page. Man, it's just ain't jumping today. Oh, I go to the back. I'm going to my testimony. Oh, he done this for me. He done that for me. And now the devil is telling me that those things wasn't that big.
That's right.
Oh, the devil can mess, the devil can do some stuff. Some of your greatest miracles, the devil can tell you, those things just happened. Oh, I'm not getting inspiration from them. I go to church. Glory, I'm at church. Amen. Praise the Lord. Lord. I tuned in. My Lord. It ain't clicking today.
Help me.
I ain't feeling it. It usually come out the screen. Yeah. Oh, come out the screen. Woo! It ain't coming out the screen.
Alright.
Job said, it doesn't matter. But he knows the way.
That's right.
He knows the way. He knows the way to not take it. When he has tried me, I'm coming about it. I don't feel it. I don't feel all the joy. I don't feel all that. Listen, let the redeemed the Lord say so. Come on, count it all joy. I didn't say be joy. I'm counting the joy. I'm just going to count you so. But that wasn't the end of it. He said, hold on. Now, this might be worse than losing some stuff, worse than affliction, worse than you not feeling me. Let me see how, you see, people have a way of getting up under your skin.
Oh, you know that.
You guys say, what are you talking about?
Sure.
What are you talking about? I'm telling you the truth. That's why David said, he said, what you going to do? Would you rather $7 an angel? If this had to happen? David said, I ain't going to put me in the hands of people. You deal with me.
Yes, sir.
People crazy.
Ain't no doubt.
People will pump you up in one moment. The next moment, the very same people will destroy you.
Yes, sir.
I mean, dog you out.
Sir.
And pleading, smiling in your face. Hey, how you doing? A big old call themselves spiritual, and then they get up and testify, and you know what they said, and you got to act like you like their testimony. You like their testimony. You better like their testimony.
Help, Lord. Help, Lord.
This brother had to deal with some some
help
people.
Help, Lord.
That was talking about old Brother Joe. Oh, we knew he had all his children were saved. All my children saved. Me and my wife, we prayed 3 times a day. We sacrificed. Oh, God prospered us. Oh, God blessed us. The old Brother Joe. He had a little girl on the side. Uh-huh. What? Uh-huh. See, God don't like the ugly. Or that pride. He was just full of pride. He was, that's all it was pride. Joe was gonna just pry. Every time I see this, she pried. Joe was just all pride, just proud. All about her. It's all about her. Just her, him. All of it. It was just pride. See, God don't like ugly. Seven things that God don't like. Amen. One of them is ugly. They don't even say that.
Help!
They won't make the Bible say what they want to say.
Don't
say that.
Yes,
so here, it said a proud look, which is deep. But it didn't say you don't like ugly. You mean that. That's the verse. But anyway, these folk had did him real wrong.
Come on, brother.
Joe, it said, you want to your next season? He said, you done finished all these things, but you got one unfinished business.
Oh, God.
God dealing with his heart.
Come on, brother.
You gonna let him know. That went too deep with you. That was a part of your assignment. A part of spiritual development is when you are not receiving support from those that you thought you were going to receive support for. And also when those, amen, come at you when you didn't see that they would be the ones to do it. Anybody that's ever mightily used of God will have to go through all phases of this, including people.
Yes, sir.
You got to deal with people, and God got to sit back and look at your heart. See, the Bible says, if you don't forgive, I can't forgive you. Amen. If you don't pray for them that despitefully use you, there's a certain way I cannot invest trust in you.
Yes, sir.
Why? Because assignment spiritually is about servanthood. It's not about serving you. It's about serving God. But God don't need you to serve him by waiting on him. You serve God by serving his people.
Yes,
and
sir.
His people will do some things that you have to have the victory over in order for him to trust you to be able to serve him through serving his people at the level he needs you to do. So therefore, you can't have anything in your heart against nobody.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what they've done, and there's a certain way, amen, that you will not go into your next season while you're holding people, while you've got people at distance, while you still, my God, got things. Forgive them and let it go. Quit bringing it up. Quit letting all the way go. Some people today need to let some things go. They got unfinished business. Why? God is saying, I will bless your next season. I will give you double, but you have.
That's right, Pastor.
Don't bring that into 2024.
Yes, sir.
I can restore your marriage, but there's still stuff you're holding. There's still things that you let irritate you that's got in your spirit against Sister So-and-so.
Yes.
Man.
Against Brother So-and-so.
My God.
You got wounded. It went deeper than you're saying it went.
Thank
you, Father. Yes,
sir. You're struggling with trust. You're struggling letting stuff go. You're struggling, my God, to receive a certain healing. And I need you. I need you. And the mystery of all of it is, when it comes to God, you don't have to finish the business. You just got to come to him and let him.
Amen.
You got to be willing to come to him and say, Lord, why? I can't forgive nobody. That's too big. I gotta let you do it. I want you to do it. And stay there until I allow you to do it. I'm convinced. Last sermon of the year. As we go into 2024, may we all go into it with no unfinished business. There's anything that we need to deal with between now and midnight. Lord, I'm leaving it in 2023, so I'm prepared for my new season. Shall we?
Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to today's podcast. Check out our website at www.waytoeternallife.net. Also, we'd love to hear from you. Email us at jgill@waytoeternallife.net. Once again, that's jgill@waytoeternallife.net. Or for prayer or wanting to be saved, phone or text message us at area code 269-888-3255. As we bring this podcast episode to a close, we would like to leave these closing thoughts with you. Here is John Gill with the final thoughts. The altar call will be led by Pastor Lee Hampton. May God richly bless and keep you.
Sing a song of inspiration. Water is trouble. Lord, you search me. You search me, Lord. I don't want no unfinished business. We'll go ahead and open the altar. Come forward. Altar is open. Prayer room is open. There are those that will be there to pray with you. We're all going to pray today. Come forward at this time. Those have been saved in 2023, you come forward as well. We'll pray up in the choir loft. We're just praying. This is 2024. Some things we're not bringing with us. Some things, amen, some giants, we wounded. We cutting heads off today. Just come forward. Come forward. You kneel at the altar. The inspiration is here. And just simply pray this prayer. Lord, you're working with me and on me. I'm asking you to finish the things that need to be finished this year so I can go into my new season and receive what you have for me. Just come on up. We all can pray this morning. We all can pray. We all can pray. Yes, that desire got to be there. That honesty.
Oh God, help us, oh God. Help us, oh God.
Anybody help else us, come us. And pray. We'll pray in the choir loft. We'll lay hands. Just come and cry. Altar, prayer room, just sing, saints. Amen. Amen. You're online. There's a number on the screen you can call in. Amen. We may not lay hands on you, but we can pray for you. Just call in and let us know. I don't want no unfinished business. I want to be saved. I want to be sanctified. I need a breakthrough. Amen. I need a giant to be slain. Anybody need a giant to be slain? Once he's slain, the whole army will realize it and they're going to leave you alone so you get the territory.
Is there anybody else? My marriage, young people, my God, we're going to a new season. No unfinished business. My God, yes, there's still room. We'll make room. We'll make room. Amen. And when we get done with that, we'll come and stand up here and we'll pray for you. Amen. What a moment in church history. 2023 coming to an end. My God, but we coming up out of here clear in our souls. Anybody need to get a certain clarity, just come forward. Just saying, I want a certain clarity. I want a certain victory. I want a certain strength. I want a certain recovery. My. My Lord, this is one of those moments I'll hang around after church. I'll call somebody I had beef with. Listen, I'm burying that beef. Let's bury some beef today, my Lord. Amen. Husband and wife, join hands and pray right where you're at or come forward. My God. My Lord. Yes. I had a setback. Let's solidify it this morning. Amen. Amen. There's no question marks. I solidify every element of the setback. I solidify all of it. Thank you, Lord. Anybody need to let some things go? Come and stand or kneel so we can pray this prayer of letting go and letting God. My God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Every habit, every thought. Somebody need to come forward to get victory over feelings. Somebody need to come forward to get victory over feelings. Feelings. Your feelings are going to be your destroyer, your destruction. Come forward. Let's get the victory over feelings and emotions. Amen. Leave your seat and come forward. Call in right now. Amen. You will not be able to receive what God has in 2024 without you, amen, obtaining the victory over feelings, emotions. You wearing your feelings on your sleeves, still getting attitudes. You don't think you are, but you're getting them, amen, and it's hindering your testimony. I ain't preaching to the wall. Somebody need to be up here to receive prayer for your emotions. Your emotions, you should have control over them, not having them control you. Amen. Let's reverse this, my God, this morning. Peace. Somebody needs peace. Peace is here for you. That's not, amen, just anxiety. That's a lack of spiritual peace you're dealing with. Spiritual peace. Somebody needs to come forward. I need, my God, you don't need that medication, I'm telling you. That medication is pacifying, it's not dealing with the issue. Come forward now, my God, and let the work of God be done. All that medication is doing, that self-medicating, amen, it's only pacifying. You call in right now, you don't need that. You need healing, you need, my God, emotional, you need healing. Wounded, hurt, scarred. Don't be damaged. Anybody else? Get your joy. Get your joy. Amen. I've been wrestling, receiving my joy back. Amen. I'm getting my joy back. I'm going to 2023 with my joy. With my joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. That's why you've been able to be buffeted so much. You're not kicked up out the camp, but you pushed around too easy. You pushed around too easy because your joy ain't at its full. Lord, renew the joy of my salvation. Renew the joy that I used to have, and you won't be pushed around. I don't care if they don't say amen. I don't care if they don't invite me. It don't affect my joy. I got too much joy. That is the joy of the Lord. Renew that joy this morning. Come on. Unfinished business. None. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Man, what do you want to do, God? Before God does something big, he moves. Amen. The wind moved before the Spirit fell on Pentecost.
my God, anybody else? We about to pray. We about to pray. My God, my Lord. Last of 2023. Anybody else got some things you need to leave behind? Please come to the altar. Some things you need to leave behind. Make that commitment. Just make that. We ain't talking about a New Year's resolution. This is power. This is real. This will be sustained unto him that is able to keep, amen, that which you commit this morning. Anybody else? I'm letting go this morning. I'm letting go. I'm receiving. I'm receiving. Those that are kneeling, receive it. Receive it. Yes. My Lord, my Lord. Sing that second verse one more time. Anybody receive some blows in 2023, just want prayer for healing? My God, from the wounds of the blows. We thank you, dear God, for 2023. How faithful you've been to your people. Thank you for all the souls you've saved, all the bodies you healed, all the saints you took to glory. Father, we thank you for all the marriages that took place this year, all the couples you brought together. Lord God, we thank you, dear God, for bringing us through the mountaintops. But Lord, we also thank you for the valleys. Father, we appreciate you, dear Lord. Father, the enemy thought his worst to do, but thank the Lord was on our side, we knew. And Lord God, you cared about us and brought us through. You will not fail us. Father, we thank you, dear Lord, for the word this morning. Father, dear God, the Bible says, and Jesus taught, he said, if any man would build a tower, let him first count the cost. See if he has sufficient. Lest he begin and not have to finish. He taught a powerful lesson on unfinished business. And Lord, unfinished business hinders us because,
Lord, when you move, you're ready to work. When you convict us, you're ready to bless us. When you deal with us, you're ready to help us. So, Lord, we don't want to move on this season. Amen. When you want to help us and give us another level or give us a recovery or give us a renewal. But, Lord, also unfinished business in this season will limit our next season. Father, we thank you so much that David, he finished his season. He slew the giants, took the territory, and got all the supplies together. Finished. And called his son and said, I must go the way of all the earth. Father, dear God, and then Solomon came in and finished the temple. Lord, you got another season for the church. And Lord, it's exciting. Doors are opening, new work starting, gifts, ministry, Lord. And you got something for all of us. But Lord, we got to make sure that we finish everything that we need to finish in 2023. Lord, we are forgetting things which are behind us. We're letting things go. Father, dear God, we're not taking some things that we dealt with in 2023. Father, some giants, we're not just going to shut down and knock down. Father, we're going to slay. We're going to cut the heads off. Father, that we may obtain the territory and the resources and the promotion that you have for us. Father, bless the saints. Father, those that came forth for prayer. Father, bless their marriages. Bless their experiences. Father, we can judge people and say, why isn't sister so-and-so more or brother so-and-so? You don't know what they've been through. They're fighting with everything they know to fight with. Lord, now we're asking you to help them. The giants, the mountains that they've been going around. Father, we pray they've been around those mountains long enough. We pray, dear God, you take them to that new season, that new territory. Father, we pray that they let some things go and some people go. Just let it go and trust God. Get off the fence. Let it go. Just let it go. Quit fighting your own battles. Let it go. You're better than that. You don't need to fight that, my Lord. Father, we pray, dear God, that you just bless and strengthen those things that remain.
Yes, yes.
Heal those things that need healing. Renew faith. Renew virtue, renew focus, renew fights. We just thank you, Lord, for sustaining us, for bringing us through another year. And Lord, we just take in these last few moments of 2023 to solidify all the things we've been through, to solidify all the ground we were to obtain, to make sure we have no unfinished business. Search our hearts, Lord. Strengthen us. Deal with us. Help us as we move forward. We love you, Lord. Those that are praying for salvation, we pray they get that breakthrough. Those that are praying to take a stand, we pray they'll get off the fence. I'm off the fence. I'm standing with God's church. I'm off the fence. I'm standing with the church of God. I'm done. I'm not wavering. I'm not in two camps. I'm with the saints. Amen. It may hurt my flesh, but God gonna give me strength. I may not understand everything, but he gonna help me to understand. He's not the author of confusion. I know enough. Amen. I may not know everything, but I know enough. I know my soul is getting fed. I know I'm getting built up. I know God is leading me, and where he guides, he provides. I don't have to be confused. I don't have to waver. Thank you, Lord. You've done enough. Have your divine way from this day forward. In Jesus' name, let us all say, amen. Sing us one more verse as we walk back to our seats. Oh. Yes. Let's pray to you.
We hope to, Lord willing, see you next time as we open the Word of God with you once again on your favorite podcast station. And always remember, Jesus is the way to eternal life. May God bless you.